So this kind of episode is going to be a different kind of episode. It's not really going to be me talking about political figures through history or like guns or video games or some random shit like that. It's more just going to be just me just talking freely, like I'm just talking to a person, unedited and unfiltered. So that means if I, you know, stutter or stumble over my own words, and I'm just gonna leave it in there, because I don't care if it's like, you know, polished and all that shit, or I don't care if I've my inflection's all like kind of monotone. I really don't care. It's really just me talking about shit that either bothers me or I just feel like I have to talk about it. This one's gonna be about pretty much my gripes about like mental health, like my own mental health specifically, and how other people respond to people who have issues with their mental health. As some of you probably know, most of you know, I have autism, specifically Asperger syndrome. I've had that for, obviously I've had that for most of my life, obviously. That was actually an inspiration for, you know, creating Landfill, because the idea of it was, I always have this impulse, you know, info dump about shit that most people don't care about. So the podcast was, you know, something that I could do to dump all the information that I have, just, you know, just so I can say that I've talked about it before. And that's a very common phenomenon, especially amongst people with autism, is they just kind of info dump about some shit that they're very interested in. I'll talk about more about it in a later podcast. I got that planned in the future, but but on top of that, I also have I don't have it, but I've been very depressed for pretty much the whole year. You know, with COVID. Well, this has been going on since before COVID, but since like with COVID, and then like another thing that happened earlier in the year that happened before the whole quarantine thing started, I've just been, you know, kind of down this pretty much the whole year, and it's felt like it's not really gotten any better. That's not specifically what this is about, though. I know I already said it was going to be about my mental health, but this isn't me like going into an in-depth like explanation of why I feel, how do I say it? Well, I guess I'll like kind of like explain in a way that like, I guess I'll explain how it is in like a way that's not like concerning. Basically I've never like felt 100% okay with myself. I've always felt like inadequate in a way, if that makes sense. Like I've always felt like I've always got something to prove either to myself or the people around me that I am good enough, even though I don't think that I actually am. Sorry if I choke up. This is kind of hard for me to do. I've always felt like I'm not really, you know, adequate enough for things that I want to be adequate for. And that's kind of where me being depressed kind of comes from. More or less, in a roundabout way, I should say. And it's really, you know, I try to keep that suppressed as much as I can, because I know that it's really just some... It may not even be completely true how I'm actually feeling, that I'm not good enough. Because, you know, I've obviously got family members, but I've also got friends. And I've been in more than one, more than one committed relationships with people who, you know, obviously care about me. But it's just, I don't know. I've just never been like, I've always valued myself less than I probably should. As much as I advocate for other people seeing the value in themselves, I have a really hard time seeing the value in myself. But the thing is, the frustrating thing is, like, I can't tell people about that, about feeling like that, because most people straight up don't know how to handle, like, people who are depressed or have anxiety or whatever the fuck you might be going through if you're listening to this. People don't know how to fucking deal with that. And it's very evident in a lot of the ways that people interact with you in one way or another. Like, for example, if you're depressed and, you know, you've been slacking on some of the shit that you need to be doing, like chores and shit like that, and, like, I don't know, even brushing your teeth or taking a shower, like the basic shit, people will like look at you with, like, it feels like contempt, because it's like, what are you doing, you lazy sack of shit? You're supposed to be, you know, doing the shit that you need to be doing. Aren't you a functioning member of society? Stop being useless, all that type of shit. And that's, like, the extremely bad, like, cases. That's not every case, but that's, like, the really bad ones. The ones that, like, you know, a lot of people who, like, have, like, clinical depression are scared of in terms of, like, you know, opening up about it. But then there's also, like, the people who are, like, they seem well-intentioned, but it comes across as just, like, it feels like pretentious, or, you know, they're just trying to patronize you, if it makes sense. Like, what I mean is, they usually, like, kind of go about trying to, quote unquote, help you with your depression by, like, trying to give you, like, a pull yourselves up by the bootstraps kind of talk, like some shit, like, I don't know, like, say if I vocalize, like, I just say it publicly, when is it my turn to be okay with myself? Like I've already talked about in this episode. Like, if I just say out loud, when the fuck is my turn to be okay with myself? And someone else comments on, like, that post, if it's a Facebook post, someone comments on that post being like, oh, it starts right now. You gotta look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love myself. I'm fucking awesome. I can do it. And that has always fucking frustrated me whenever someone has tried to tell me that, whenever I open up about being fucking depressed. And I understand why they think that that's, I understand where they're coming from. Don't get me wrong. I understand that they're trying to help, but it's just, how the fuck do I put it? It's not that hard to just pull yourself. It's not that easy, is pretty much what I'm trying to say. It's not always that easy for everybody. Like, some people, you know, obviously some people can, you know, pull themselves out of a hole, like an emotional hole or a financial hole or whatever hole they're in. Some people can do that pretty easily, and they can, you know, get along with their own life without hardly any difference at all. And, you know, that's fine. If that works for you, then that's awesome. I'm not shading you for it. But the problem is when you try to apply your methods to other people who it's really hard for them to tell themselves that type of shit, because they straight up don't believe it. And if they try to tell themselves that they're awesome, then it's just, it feels like they're lying to themselves. Because for whatever reason, they believe in themselves. Sorry if I'm shaking. It's also cold in my car. But they also, you know, it's just a lot. It's just frustrating because, like, most people, not everybody. There's obviously people that are really good at, like, handling people who have mental health problems. And I appreciate those people that are in my life greatly. But most people don't know how to handle mental health problems in one way or another. Because what a lot of people do is they go at it from like, sorry, I'm picking something out of my teeth. They go at it from like a pragmatic kind of like plan of action where they kind of try to like you're trying to fix like a car, for example. They go about it like the same way that you would try to fix a car. Like what you would do is you would look at what the problem is, what's, you know, causing the problem, and what can you swap out to, you know, or what nuts can you tighten up, or what parts can you swap out, or what fluids can you add to make it do what it's supposed to be doing, and that type of shit. You know what I mean? A lot of people try to approach it from, I'm cold. I gotta get inside at some point. A lot of people try to approach it from that kind of perspective. But the thing is, it's not that easy. Trying to help someone with mental health issues is not as simple as just swap out the sad for the happy. It's not as simple as just telling them, hey, just tell yourself you're cool. It's not that simple. As much as I would like for it to be that simple, it's just not that simple for everybody. It is for some people, but it's not for everybody, including me. It's just not that easy. If I'm telling somebody that, you know, I'm struggling or something like that, and if I go into detail about how I'm struggling, I'm not looking for a fucking speech where it's you just gotta believe in yourself. I don't believe in myself, my guy. All right, that's what the whole fucking point of this is. I'm not asking for you to tell me to believe in myself. I guess what I'm asking for whenever, you know, I'm voicing what my issues are is, because a lot of where it comes from is just, it feels like I'm not validated in a lot of ways. Like, it feels like I don't have any, like, some people will try to put it off as like, you don't have any reason to feel this way, or why do you feel this way, or stop feeling this way, it's silly. What I'm really asking for when I'm feeling a certain type of way isn't like a step-by-step plan necessarily every time, but I'm not asking for like a game plan on how to like cure the sad. What I'm looking for mainly is for whoever I'm telling it to confirm that it's okay for me to feel the way that I feel, and that, sorry, this is not an easy thing for me. What I really want is, if I'm venting to somebody, for them to confirm that it's okay for me to be feeling the way that I feel, and that, sometimes it's okay to not know what to do, or sometimes it's okay to not be okay. Sometimes, you know, you don't have to always put on a show for the people around you just for them to feel okay. Because that's really what it comes down to a lot of the times, is that other people being sad makes us uncomfortable, so we're going to stop them being uncomfortable just so we're not feeling uncomfortable. And that's really not a good way to go about it most of the time. It's really, what I've found is just probably the best way to help somebody out when they're feeling down is just don't just like ignore them, but just being there for them is usually enough to help them with the shit that they're going through, if that makes sense. Like, just just sitting down with them and just listening to their woes, like whatever's bothering them, not even if you're not even saying anything about it, just like just letting them talk, just letting them cry, just letting them, you know, yell, kick, scream, whatever they need to do, just being present with them and understanding that it's not your fault and it's not something that you necessarily have to like try to fix for them, just giving them somewhere to put where they're feeling without like any sort of judgment or anyone trying to like give them like life advice or some shit. That I feel like that helps a lot more than people realize, just really simple shit like that. And it's just, it's especially hard because I mentioned it before that I have autism. It's especially hard to do that when you're, for one, when you're autistic, so you already don't really care for people a whole lot. But it's especially hard when you're already very introverted and you don't really go out much because of your introversion. Sometimes because of, you know, autism. But it's very hard to be able to get that kind of release unless it just, like, comes out on somebody without you even meaning to. And that's been something that I've been missing for a while. And I'm okay right now. It's just, I'm just frustrated. You know what I mean? You can't answer me. You're not here to me, talk to me right now. But I just, you know what I mean? I guess what I'm just saying is like, what am I trying to say? Because I guess the point of this is just, you know, you don't always, if like the pull yourself by the bootstraps thing works for you, then that's fine. But like, if you know somebody who's going through some shit, then understand that just pull yourself up by the bootstraps isn't always not always a good solution for everybody. It's just, it, you're probably your best bet if you know somebody who's going through some shit is something as simple as just, you know, just being there, not saying anything, just letting them go on about their woes, not trying to offer them like life advice or a motivational speech or like a sermon or some shit, because most of the time that's not what, at least not what I'm looking for whenever I'm venting. I just want to get it out. But something as simple as just being present while they just break down and you just being there to reassure them that it's okay to not feel okay, and that you're not gonna abandon them or anything like that. Something as simple as that. It could also be, you know, something that's a little bit more emotionally invested, something like, let's say if they're like into like sharks or some shit like that. If you wanted to like, you know, do something with them or get them something that's like connected to something that they're passionate about, then you could do that. Like if they're big into like meme culture, you could get them like, you could just send them memes or some shit like that. Or even better, this reminds me of a gift that I got for Christmas just this year. Someone that I'm talking to, who I met on Tinder, I would say her name if I knew that she wasn't I would say her name if I knew that she didn't care about, you know, the attention, but I know she's not okay with it, so I'm not gonna say it. But this girl that I'm talking to, she got me a, I don't know if you know, like, those Nathan Pyle, like, alien comic memes that's been floating around Instagram and Facebook and shit like that. It's, like, those aliens who are talking with, like, very, like, proper kind of language, kind of, about, like, normal situations, like watching a TV show, interacting with a cat or a dog or a baby or that type of shit. But those are probably one of my favorite memes, just because, you know, they're kind of wholesome. And this girl that I'm talking to, she actually got a book. She got two books of just those memes, just the whole book of those memes. And one of them was signed. And when I saw those, I was like, she pays attention. And like, she knows how I tick. That's one of those little things that just like, it kind of tickled me inside. You know what I mean? It let me know that she cared. And I think that's one of the ways that she helps me with, you know, how I'm feeling and shit. It's obviously not her responsibility, but she understands that I've been struggling, and she does what I can to offer support, and I appreciate that from her. Like, that type of shit will help, but it's really just understanding that sometimes it's not as simple as just motivate yourself. Sometimes you just need to, like, you know, be a buddy, you know what I mean? Just be an ear for them to listen to, or just show them that you care about them. Sometimes that's enough. You don't have to, like, you know, like, you obviously don't, like, have to save everybody. Just, you know what I mean? Just show that you care. I think that's a really good way of helping people with their issues. With that, I think that's all I have to really say about it. Thank you for listening to this. I know it's kind of unusual. I apologize for that. This is going to be like a normal format. I'll be doing shit like this, frequently, but not like on a normal basis. But I'll be doing like normal, like, landfill shit. excuse me. I'll be doing normal landfill episodes. I got a few, planned right now. I got one about, that's like related to, Skyrim. I got one related to, Asperger syndrome, like I mentioned. I got one related to autism as a whole spectrum. I'll come out with those later on, but until those come out, thank you for watching. You're not watching me, I hope. Thank you for listening to this little rant. I hope it was enjoyable. I'm okay. You don't have to worry about me. It's just, I just need to vent. Thank you for listening to my rambling. Hope you have a good day.